You okay, Mandela? Potter's voice. Sorry, I died of boredom 20 minutes ago. Stand up and take my hand. I did so, and we shuffled back to the billet. It must have taken over an hour. She didn't say anything more all the way back. It's a pretty awkward way to communicate. But after we'd cycled through the airlock and warmed up, she helped me undo my suit. I got ready for a mild tongue-lashing. But when the suit popped open, before I could even get my eyes adjusted to the light, she grabbed me around the neck and planted a wet kiss on my mouth. Nice shooting, Mandela. Huh? Didn't you see? Of course not. The last salvo before you got hit. 4 direct hits. The bunker decided it was knocked out, and all we had to do was walk the rest of the way. Great. I scratched my face under the eyes, and some dry skin flaked off. She giggled. You should see yourself. You look like... All personnel, report to the assembly area. That was the captain's voice. Bad news, usually. She handed me a tunic and sandals. Let's go. The assembly area chop hall was just down the corridor. There was a row of roll call buttons at the door. I pressed the one beside my name. 4 of the names were covered with black tape. That was good. Only 4. We hadn't lost anybody during today's maneuvers. The captain was sitting on the raised dais, which at least meant we didn't have to go through the tench hut bullshit. The place filled up in less than a minute. A soft chime indicated the roll was complete. Captain Stott didn't stand up. You did fairly well today. Nobody killed, and I expected some to be. In that respect, you exceeded my expectations. But in every other respect, you did a poor job. I am glad you're taking good care of yourselves, because each of you represents an investment of over $1 million and 1/4 of a human life. But in this simulated battle against a very stupid robot enemy, 37 of you managed to walk into laser fire and be killed in a simulated way. And since dead people require no food, you will require no food for the next 3 days. Each person who was a casualty in this battle will be allowed only 2 liters of water and a vitamin ration each day.